So how did Jesus think? So we might as well talk about this just a little further. How did Jesus get to this place? He was 30 years old, approximately, at this time. He might have been just a little older. He started, I'll put it like this to be safe. He started his ministry when he was 30 years old. But what did he do from 1 to 30? How did he get to this place that he would speak to that tree like that? You know how he got there? Can I tell you how he got there? When he was 12 years old, and this is what history tells us, any Hebrew boy, when he was 12 years old, could quote the five books of law verbatim. That's Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Leviticus, Deuteronomy. Any 12-year-old Hebrew boy could quote those five books of law verbatim. Do you know what that means? Word for word. Like they were written in the scroll. They could quote them. Jesus just didn't sit around, even though he helped his father, Joseph, because Joseph was a carpenter, Jesus was a carpenter. Jesus just didn't sit around and twiddle his thumb. He was in that Old Testament. And he found himself. I could take you to it. And I'll tell you where it is. I'll tell you where it's located, but I don't have time to go there tonight. He found himself in the scripture. Read Hebrews 10. You'll find Jesus found himself there in the scripture. And when he found himself there in the scripture, that's where he got his faith. He found out what he was in, and why he was on earth, what he was sent to do, and his mission in life, and he got after it. So when he got ready, he was full of faith. See, he didn't operate. You got to understand. Listen to me real good. He did not operate on this earth as the Son of God. He operated as the Son of Man. Other word, operate as a son of man like you and I. That's the way you operate. So he said to this fig tree, no man eat fruit from you hereafter, and went on his way. But on the morrow, now notice, on the morrow, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter called him to remember, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. Now notice Jesus responds. Now notice Jesus' response in verse 22. Jesus answered and said unto them, what? Have faith in God. Or we could say, have the God kind of faith. Now, why would Jesus make a statement like that if we couldn't have the God kind of faith? Now, why would he put a false statement out there, tell me to have something, and I can't have it? Another way of saying that, Jesus said to them, you saw that fig tree green yesterday, and it's withered up now. Now, have faith like that. That's what he said. Another way of saying, you have faith like that. Why? Because it's available. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Amen. James said, if any man asks in faith, nothing wavering. If you go to wavering, he say you're like the waves of the sea. You're driven by the wind and tossed. Let not that man even think, not unto that he shall receive anything from the Lord. Because what God says is the absolute truth. I don't care who believe it or who do not believe it. It still doesn't change. But people want to get around and argue about this and that, how this been passed away. But it's a scripture that didn't say it. I ain't paying you no mind. I'm going to do what the word says. And now let me back up and get this, put this in now. Yes, Lord. Turn with me. I see what you're doing. Thank you, Lord. Turn with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. How do you get your faith there? So, you remember what Jesus said? Because I'm coming right back. What did I say? That's 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 1, verse 3. Are you there? I'm still reading from the King James, okay? Because we're about to say some things, so listen with your spirit. Listen with your spirit's ears. We are bound to thank God always for you. We are bound to do what? We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet. When something is meet, it's profitable. In Colossians it said meet, which means able. As it is meet, because your faith does what? Groweth how? Exceedingly. And the charity of every one of you all towards each other fleeth. Oh, abound. You see why some people faith won't grow like it should? Because they let charity, love, flee. You are born of love, and you every day, every moment of your life, you are to walk in love.